Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was so talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
ABBA hit the number one spot on this day in 1977 with Dancing Queen, the group's seventh US top 40 hit and first number one. The song was also number one in the UK and 12 other countries. Here's Benny Anderson from the group.
As long as the lyric sits together with the music nicely, fine with me. I don't care if it's called Mamma Mia or Fernanda or Dancing Queen or whatever. As long as it sort of runs along with what the melody is.
You are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine.
David Bowie was also at the number one spot on this day in 1983. With the title track from his latest album, Let's Dance, his fourth UK number one, and featuring blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan. The clip for the song was shot in New South Wales in 1983.
My idea was to present an Indigenous people in a capitalist white, mainly white society, and the problems of the interrelationships between the two. It was taken at that symbolist level. That was the context of the thing. Obviously, over here, it's going to be taken in a more personalised manner because the countryside is recognisable. And the particular peoples are recognizable.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
And Billy Ocean started a 2-week run at number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1988 with Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, a number three hit in the UK where the song was banned. Billy explains.
When the song came out in England, they wouldn't play it on the radio because I reckon it would encourage kids to get into people's cars, you know, but it didn't stop it from being a hit, basically.
Get out of my dreams. Get into my car.
Get into my car.
Get out of my dreams. Get in the backseat, baby.
That is Today in Music for Thursday, the 9th of April at Mix 104.9.